Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Strange Death of Europe: Immigration, Identity. Islam is Douglas Murray's argument-driven examination of how Europe's post-war confidence, demographic shifts, and political choices have intersected with large-scale immigration and cultural change. Murray focuses on the period shaped by the Balkan conflicts, the 2015 refugee crisis, and a broader era of globalization in which European states wrestle with border control, social cohesion, and competing moral imperatives. He frames his narrative around a perceived loss of shared identity and a weakening of cultural self-belief, contending that many leaders and institutions struggle to articulate what European societies are trying to preserve while still extending humanitarian protection. And ever grooves to the book moves between policy debates, national case studies, and reflections on religion and integration, especially regarding Islam in contemporary Europe. Written in a provocative, polemical style, it aims to challenge prevailing assumptions and to press readers to consider the long-term consequences of immigration models, assimilation expectations, and the stories Europe tells about itself. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Europe after confidence: the crisis of meaning and self-description. A central thread in Murray's case is that Europe's problems are not only logistical, but also philosophical. He argues that many European societies have become hesitant to describe their own cultural foundations in positive terms, often defining themselves by guilt, apology, or procedural values alone. In this telling, when a society cannot clearly state what binds it together, it struggles to ask newcomers to join that shared project. Murray links this to post-war narratives, the legacy of empire, and a turn toward technocratic politics that prioritizes management over meaning. He suggests that debates about immigration frequently avoid the prior question of identity: what does it mean to be French, German, Swedish, or broadly European? And what obligations follow from that identity? The book portrays this uncertainty as feeding polarization, because citizens who sense rapid change look for clear answers while institutions supply vague language. Murray also contends that moral urgency, especially humanitarian impulses, can override long-term thinking when leaders fear being seen as unkind. The topic sets up his broader claim that demographic change becomes destabilizing when cultural confidence is low and social expectations are unclear. Secondly, mass immigration and policy choices, borders, incentives, and unintended outcomes. Murray treats immigration as a matter shaped by deliberate decisions as much as by global pressures. He discusses how labor needs, asylum frameworks, family reunification rules, and human rights commitments can combine into migration systems that are difficult to control once established. A key emphasis is the gap between public assurances and practical enforcement, where governments pledge order while appearing unable to deliver it. He argues that this erodes trust, fueling resentment and strengthening political movements that promise more drastic solutions. The book also examines how crises, especially the surge of arrivals in the mid-2010s, stress administrative capacity and public services, and how uneven distribution of newcomers within countries can intensify local tensions. Murray highlights the role of incentives, such as welfare access, existing diaspora networks, and the perceived likelihood of being allowed to stay, suggesting that these factors shape flows as much as conflict does. He further claims that policy debates often focus on short-term compassion without a parallel plan for integration at scale. In his framing, Europe needs credible borders, clearer eligibility standards, and an honest accounting of how many people can be absorbed without fraying civic bonds. Thirdly, integration versus parallel societies, assimilation, multiculturalism, and social cohesion. Another major theme is the question of what successful integration looks like and whether European models have delivered it. Murray argues that multiculturalism, as practiced in parts of Europe, can drift from tolerance into a posture of non-judgment that discourages assimilation and makes it harder to insist on common norms. He describes the risks of parallel communities forming when language acquisition, employment pathways, and civic participation lag behind population growth. Everyday problems such as educational underperformance, residential segregation, and friction over public behavior become politicized and can harden into identity conflicts. Murray also connects integration debates to issues of free speech and social pressure, claiming that institutions sometimes understate problems out of fear of stigma, thereby reducing the credibility of official narratives. He suggests that integration requires more than legal citizenship and should include shared commitments to democratic norms, equality before the law, and a willingness to accept cultural limits in the host country. At the same time, he implies that integration is a two-way psychological process. Newcomers must want to join, and host societies must believe their own culture is worth joining. This topic ties policy mechanics to the lived experience of neighborhoods, schools, and workplaces. Fourthly, Islam in Europe: religion, reform, and the limits of liberal tolerance. Murray devotes significant attention to how Islam is discussed in Europe and how religious difference intersects with secular liberal norms. He distinguishes between individuals and ideas, arguing that Europeans should be able to debate doctrines, social practices, and political movements without casting suspicion on all Muslims. The book raises concerns about how some forms of Islamism, along with pockets of conservative social norms, can clash with European expectations around gender equality, freedom of expression, and religious pluralism. Murray explores the challenge liberal states face when they attempt to be maximally inclusive, while also confronting threats such as radicalization, extremist violence, or intimidation. He suggests that official reticence to address these issues candidly can create a vacuum filled by sensationalism or demagoguery. A recurring question is whether a reformation or modernization of Islamic thought in Europe is likely, and what role European states, Muslim communities, Ulfia, and civil society can play in supporting compatible interpretations without violating religious freedom. Murray also examines how public debates can become distorted, with legitimate security and cultural questions dismissed as prejudice, while genuine discrimination is also real and corrosive. This topic underscores the tension between open societies and ideologies that may not reciprocate openness. Lastly, political and cultural consequences, polarization, elites, and Europe's future narrative, Murray frames the immigration and identity debate as a catalyst for broader political disruption. He argues that when mainstream parties and institutions appear unwilling to acknowledge public anxieties, voters turn to outsiders who promise blunt solutions, accelerating polarization. The book critiques elite consensus and the language of inevitability, suggesting that many leaders treated demographic change as both unstoppable and morally unquestionable, leaving citizens feeling excluded from decisions affecting their communities. Murray also considers media dynamics, where selective coverage and culture war framing can deepen mistrust on all sides. Another element is the demographic and generational dimension, how birth rates, aging populations, and migration flows shape the future electorate and public finances. He portrays Europe as standing at a crossroads where it must decide whether it can sustain liberal democracy, social solidarity, and cultural continuity under rapid change. The topic also touches on how a society tells its story, arguing that without a compelling narrative about national purpose and shared belonging, politics becomes reactive and tribal. Murray's forecast is not simply administrative, it is civilizational in tone, warning that continued avoidance of hard questions will produce harsher outcomes later. He urges readers to consider whether Europe can renew confidence and set workable boundaries while remaining humane and free. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who want a forceful, skeptical perspective on contemporary European immigration, integration, and identity debates, including journalists, policy students, and politically engaged citizens who are willing to examine controversial arguments. Readers will benefit most if they approach it as a thesis to test it can sharpen your ability to separate moral intentions from policy outcomes, and it encourages clearer thinking about social cohesion, civic trust, and the trade-offs embedded in asylum and migration systems. Even if you disagree with Murray's framing, the book can help you identify which assumptions you hold about multiculturalism, borders, and national narratives, and where evidence and rhetoric sometimes get conflated in public debate. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on economics or humanitarian advocacy, Murray emphasizes cultural self-understanding and the psychological dimension of integration, presenting a unified argument about meaning, belief, and political legitimacy. That broader scope, along with its accessible style and pan-European focus, can make it feel more comprehensive than single-country treatments. For buyers, its value lies in how clearly it articulates a widely discussed viewpoint, giving you a concrete case to evaluate against other scholarship and reporting. If you would like to support Douglas Murray, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.